This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In a statement released last Thursday, AFBF President Zippy Duvall hailed President-elect Trump's nomination for Secretary of the Interior. The nomination of Ryan Zinke for Secretary of the Interior signals an important step toward balanced use of federal lands. During his time in the House, he has recognized that the federal government has an obligation to manage, rather than merely preserve, the 28% of U.S. land it controls. He supports a pragmatic, all-of-the-above approach to energy generation, rather than limiting ourselves to one form of energy over another. He is a proven leader and qualified choice for the position. Noted Hans McPherson, president of the Montana Farm Bureau, "We are thrilled to have someone from Montana appointed to this position, someone who understands the challenges we face in the West, whether it's grazing, logging, or mining. It's going to be a great opportunity to see some of the heavy-handed regulations that were being forced upon us relieved." Agriculture has had a very congenial relationship with Congressman Zinke, and we expect that good relationship will continue. The Agriculture Department's Farmer Fair Practices Rules take an important step toward leveling the playing field in the poultry industry by ensuring companies follow the law and treat farmers fairly without disrupting beef and pork markets, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement released Wednesday. Farm Bureau has long advocated for changes in the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration's rules. "We have asked for changes to stop harmful business practices and protect chicken farmers. A one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work here, and that's why we have also worked to preserve the contract arrangements and marketing practices that make the beef and pork industries competitive. These proposed rules will strengthen GPSA's ability to evaluate business practices in the poultry industry and better protect individual farmers from discriminatory treatment. America's chicken farmers have long called for greater transparency and a level playing field in our industry, and we appreciate USDA's efforts to hold companies accountable and give farmers a voice." AFBF will host the 2017 AFBF Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show, January 6th through 11th in Phoenix. Becca Kinnamer, Idea Ag's Director of Communications and Events, explained that the event will focus on uniting agriculture. She says this year's convention is really focused on the theme Unite. "The largest general ag organization is excited to bring everybody together to focus on what we all love, which is agriculture and rural communities. So Farm Bureau is focusing on uniting as one community." The majority of U.S. farmers and ranchers indicate biotechnology and GMO crops are an important solution in helping raise crops more efficiently, according to new survey results released by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance and National Corn Growers Association. Findings conclude that farmers believe biotechnology helps raise crops more efficiently and that the environment and sustainability practices will suffer if GMO technology utilization is reduced in crop production in the future. The Office of U.S. Trade Representative has launched a case against China's administration of tariff rate quotas for imports of U.S. wheat, corn, and rice. The complaint to the World Trade Organization challenges China's management of its TRQ program of imports from the U.S. and charges that WTO commitments have been violated. The complaint argues that the operation of the TRQ program restricts U.S. access to the Chinese market. USTR also announced that it has requested a WTO dispute panel for another case initiated in September, charging that China's price support programs for wheat, corn, and rice exceeded its allowable subsidy levels by more than $100 billion in 2015. This is the next stage in the case, following required initial consultations, which challenges China's agricultural support programs for the years 2012 through 2015. The Agriculture Department estimates that China's TRQs for U.S. rice, wheat, and corn are worth over $7 billion. If these TRQs had been fully used, China would have imported as much as $3.5 billion more of these products annually. The operation of the TRQ program by China is viewed as undermining U.S. farm exports. The U.S. House is expected to schedule legislation on regulatory reform for debate and a vote during the first week or two of January. The effort may involve one or more pieces of legislation, one of which is likely to be the Regulatory Accountability Act, or H.R. 185, in the current Congress. AFBF has recommended to leadership and Judiciary Committee staff that the legislation be amended to include a prohibition on the use of social media by agencies as a means of influencing a rulemaking, citing EPA's Ditch the Myth campaign as an example of agency abuse. The AFBF's Board of Directors established regulatory reform as a strategic priority in January. President Barack Obama recently signed into law S-612, the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act. The WIN Act includes many provisions to improve inland waterway and port infrastructure. The legislation also provides flexibility to help manage drought conditions in the western United States. AFBF supported passage of the WIN Act. AFBF's visibility in the media continues to grow, with coverage by mainstream media coverage a regular occurrence. The coming debate on the Farm Bill and the continuing debate over trade issues provide opportunities to keep Farm Bureau in the news. Regulatory reform is likely to see significant coverage in the coming months under the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled Congress. Will Roger, Director of Policy Communications, reports that AFBF's communications team is strategically providing reporters and editors across the country with timely information and interviews they need to cover this important issue. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members and their children are encouraged to apply for 71 college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500 per year, will be awarded in total of $143,400 for the 2017-2018 school year. Students may apply for a variety of scholarships, including three IAA Foundation top scholarships, where winners will each receive $5,000 awards. Another $7,500 award goes to the Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership scholarship winner. In addition to family scholarships, often established to honor the memory of a loved one, the IAA Foundation offers scholarships on behalf of organizations such as Prairie Farms Dairy and the Illinois Soybean Association. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academic ability, leadership, and financial need. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of available scholarships, eligibility guidelines, and application documents are available at the Foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. Completed applications must be submitted online by February 1, 2017. For more information, contact your County Farm Bureau, the IAA Foundation at 309-557-2230, or contact the IAA Foundation by email at smoore@ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.